This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you get sick, you go to a doctor, right? That's not always possible and frequently isn't possible at all for people with mental health issues. So 30 or 40 years ago, these things called ACT teams were set up, ACT teams. Psychiatrists, psychologists, and social workers on call 24/7 to help the severely mentally ill live on their own, that is, not in institutions. There is now an updated approach. Elisa Roth reports on an ACT team that aims to keep mentally ill people not only out of the hospital, but also out of jail.
Jesse Harrison's parents used to have to call the police to get him to come out of his bedroom.
Mind if we follow you up there?
So it's something of a triumph that he's taking us up there himself today.
Okay, we come on back?
Yeah.
You got a light on back here?
I got a light in the room.
Okay. I'm following Rob Weissman, who's Harrison's psychiatrist, up to the attic where Harrison's room is. The light doesn't work, so it's dark in here, but I can see a twin bed on one wall. It's unmade.
You don't want to mess with your nebulizer.
The nebulizer for his asthma medicine is on the floor in front of the TV, along with a bunch of old styrofoam cups and other garbage.
You got to get you cleaned up in here, huh?
Harrison has schizophrenia, and he also smokes a lot of marijuana.
I want to talk about the medicine that we give you. We give you that long-acting injection.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that working?
Yeah.
How does that help you if it does at all?
I'm really doing well since then.
Mm-hmm. Does it make you feel less anxious?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I've been not wanting to harm myself or anything like that.
I know. It sounds unlikely that a man who spends months at a time hiding in his room needs a whole support team to keep him out of jail.
He's not a hardened criminal or a gangbanger. Happens to live in a very bad area, though, in the city, and is at risk because of his drug use. And when he does go out, he's involved in some card games and a little bit of gambling, and trouble can find him.
You need a complex team to keep people like Harrison on track. They're doctors, nurses, social workers, employment specialists, and they meet the clients where they are, literally, in houses, on street corners, or even under bridges. Harrison's psychiatrist is part of what's called a forensic ACT team. This one is out of the University of Rochester. Its job is not just to figure out how to treat patients medically. It's understanding why they keep getting in trouble with the law.
Is it driven by their addiction? And if so, how so? Are they selling drugs?
That's Steve Lombardi, another psychiatrist on the Rochester team.
Are they appearing drunk in public? Is this somebody with DWIs and that's their channel into the criminal justice system?
Lombardi's team has just finished collecting data for a study to see how well their program works. Early results suggest their clients spent less time in jail, less time in the hospital, and were more engaged in their outpatient treatment. But whether the program is saving money is a more complicated question. In the short term, forensic ACT or FACT teams are expensive.
If you're running a clinic and you hire a psychiatrist, you could either get that psychiatrist to run a FACT team, which has on average about 50 patients, or you could get the psychiatrist to see outpatients, be more like 1,000.
It seems like in the longer term, though, the money you save on hospitalization and incarceration should add up. An earlier study suggested that traditional ACT teams did save money by keeping people out of the hospital.
The cost savings aspects of assertive community treatment programs may have changed.
Eric Slade is a health economist at the VA who has studied ACT teams. And he says in the early days, psychiatric patients were often hospitalized for years, which was incredibly expensive. Nowadays, it's rare for people to stay in the hospital for more than a few days or at most a few months.
To the extent that public agencies are expecting savings from assertive community treatment, that assessment may need a reevaluation.
Then there's the question of how long somebody like Jesse Harrison will need his intensive support team. I asked his psychiatrist, Rob Weissman, about that.
A success for Jesse, I think, is getting him mobile, moving him out of his attic room, getting him to seek medical care as well as accept mental health care. And to try to minimize or what we call harm reduction related to his substance use.
All of that will probably keep him out of the hospital and out of jail. What remains to be seen is if it'll save any money. In Rochester, New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.